Minlove was appointed as state superintendent of public instruction in January 2013 after serving as deputy to Superintendent Larry Shumway before Shumway himself retired in 2012. Minlove said in a statement his immediate plans are to spend time with family. David Crandall is chair of the State Board of Education. He says it is with regret that the board accepts the resignation of Minlove, for whom he has deep respect.
He's had a very good and strong relationship with the superintendents of the district throughout the state, and that's been a real advantage, I think, for the State Board of Education. He's also done what I would consider to be a very good job in carrying out the will of the board and representing us well with the legislature and other outside groups.
Minlove dealt with a number of divisive issues during his tenure, fielding questions from parents concerned about the state's involvement in the Common Core and handling the controversial school grading law. But Minlove was also present for an uptick in public education funding. Utah Parent Teacher Association President Liz Zintner says he'll be sorely missed by many.
He has really changed the climate here. He created a great working relationship with the legislature over the years and has helped build trust. And he's been accessible. He's been so good about testifying in legislative committees. And he's just been a real asset to public education.
The state school board has the authority to select a new superintendent at any time using any process it chooses. But Chairman David Crandall says they will likely do a nationwide search before vetting and appointing a candidate, as they've done in the past. According to a press release from the State Office of Education, Minlove will remain on the job until the state school board selects a replacement, but has also offered to stay on through the transition. Whitney Evans, KUER News.